The story of Jacob's ladder is one of the most intriguing and mysterious narratives in the Bible. Imagine a man alone in the desert, using a rock as a pillow, dreaming of a ladder that connects earth to heaven. What does this vision symbolize? Why did God choose this moment to reveal himself to Jacob? As we explore this story, we discover that the ladder is not just a dream, but a divine message full of promises and hope. Jacob, the future patriarch of the nation of Israel, was in a critical situation. After deceiving his brother Esau and taking his birthright and blessing, he had to flee to save his life. In Genesis 27:41, it is said that Esau planned to kill Jacob for what he had done. This family tension not only affected Jacob's life, but also led him on a journey that would change his destiny. Rebekah, Jacob's mother, sent him to her brother Laban's house to protect him from Esau's wrath. This journey meant not only escaping his brother, but also finding a new life far from home. Jacob set out with the hope of finding a wife and establishing himself in a safe place, as reported in Genesis 28:5. Loneliness and regret accompanied Jacob on his journey. Camping under the stars, his heart was full of remorse for his wrongdoings, uncertainty about his future, and a deep sense of isolation. But amidst this despair, Jacob was about to have an encounter that would transform his life forever. The conflict between Jacob and Esau began long before they were born. In Genesis 25:23, it is revealed that Rebekah received a prophecy about her children. Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples from within you shall be divided. The one shall be stronger than the other. The older shall serve the younger. This prediction set the stage for the rivalry between the brothers. Jacob seized an opportunity when Esau, famished, agreed to trade his birthright for a bowl of lentil stew. This seemingly simple exchange had profound implications, as the birthright included spiritual and material rights, Genesis 25:29-34. However, Jacob's deception did not end there. Later, he disguised himself as Esau to receive the blessing from his father Isaac, who was old and blind, Genesis 27:19. This second act secured the blessings meant for Esau, transferring them to Jacob. This act not only changed the course of Jacob's life, but also the history of Israel. Esau was furious upon discovering Jacob's deception. The Bible says in Genesis 27:41 that Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him, and he planned to kill him after his father's death. Rebekah, upon learning of Esau's intentions, advised Jacob to flee to her brother Laban's house in Haran for protection. Jacob departed immediately, leaving behind everything he knew. This journey was not just a physical escape, but also a spiritual exodus. During the journey, Jacob had plenty of time to reflect on his actions and their repercussions. Every step took him further from his past and led him toward an uncertain future. Jacob's flight represents a crucial moment in his life. Instead of facing his brother's wrath, he chose survival and hope. This journey would be the beginning of a series of experiences that would shape his character and strengthen his faith in God. Divine intervention in Jacob's life was about to manifest in a surprising way. Along the way, Jacob surely faced numerous dangers and challenges. The loneliness of the journey and the uncertainty about his future must have been overwhelming. However, his goal was clear: to find refuge in his uncle Laban's house and start a new life. In Genesis 28:11, it is reported that Jacob reached a certain place and decided to spend the night there because the sun had set. He took a stone, placed it under his head, and lay down to sleep. This image of Jacob sleeping in the desert, using a stone as a pillow, is powerful and symbolic, representing the humility and vulnerability of the moment. Jacob's journey toward the unknown also symbolizes the spiritual journey of every believer. Often we find ourselves in situations where all we have is a stone to lean on. But it is in these moments of vulnerability that God can reveal himself most clearly and powerfully. Jacob was about to discover this truth in a profound way. That night, as he slept, Jacob had a dream that would change his life. In his dream, he saw a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. Angels of God were ascending and descending on it, and the Lord stood above it, Genesis 28, 12-13. This dream was not just a vision, but a divine revelation with a deep and significant message. God presented himself to Jacob in the dream, reaffirming the promises made to Abraham and Isaac. He said, "I am the Lord, the God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your offspring." Genesis 28:13. This promise included not only the land, but also numerous descendants and blessings for all the families of the earth through him. The dream of the ladder also symbolizes the connection between heaven and earth, a bridge between the divine and the human. Through this vision, Jacob understood that God was present in his life and had a plan and purpose for him. This transcendent encounter transformed Jacob's perception of God and his own destiny. Jacob woke up from his dream with a new awareness of the divine presence. He said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." Genesis 28:16. This recognition represented a turning point in Jacob's life, who from then on began to walk with renewed faith and confidence in God's promises.
The promise that God made to Jacob in his dream was monumental and transcendent. God assured him that the land on which he was lying would be his and his offspring's, Genesis 28:13. This promise reaffirmed the same blessing that God had granted to Abraham and Isaac, indicating that Jacob was the rightful heir of the divine covenant. Besides the land, God promised that Jacob's descendants would be as numerous as the dust of the earth, Genesis 28:14. This powerful image indicated the great number of descendants Jacob would have, who would spread in all directions, west, east, north, and south. God also assured Jacob that all the families of the earth would be blessed through him and his offspring, Genesis 28:14. This universal blessing highlighted the broader purpose of the covenant, which would not only affect Jacob's family, but also have a global impact. This promise would be fully fulfilled in the coming of Jesus Christ, who, as a descendant of Jacob, would bring salvation to all nations. God promised Jacob that he would be with him, protect him wherever he went, and bring him back to this land, Genesis 28:15. This assurance of divine presence and protection provided Jacob with the certainty that he was not alone, but that God was with him on his journey and would take care of him at every step. This promise transformed Jacob's life, giving him the confidence to face the future with faith. Upon awakening, Jacob realized the holiness of the place where he had slept. In awe, he exclaimed, "How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." Genesis 28:17. This new understanding of the spiritual reality around him showed him that although he was alone in the desert, God was with him. The place where he had spent the night transformed from a simple refuge into a sacred sanctuary due to the presence of God. To commemorate this transcendent encounter, Jacob took the stone he had used as a pillow and set it up as a pillar, pouring oil on it to consecrate it, Genesis 28:18. This symbolic act represented his recognition of the holiness of the place and his commitment to always remember this divine encounter. Jacob named the place Bethel, which means House of God, transforming an ordinary location into a sacred sanctuary. This spiritual awakening marked the beginning of a new stage in Jacob's life. From that moment, Jacob began to see his path not merely as an escape from his brother, but as a journey toward the fulfillment of the divine plan. This change in perspective allowed him to face the future with newfound confidence in God's presence and promises. The name Bethel became an essential point in Jacob's life. By naming the place Bethel, Jacob not only acknowledged God's presence in his life, but also established a place of worship and remembrance of the divine promise, Genesis 28:19. The original name of the place was Luz, but after Jacob's encounter with God, it became Bethel. The change from Luz to Bethel symbolizes God's power to transform the ordinary into the sacred. This event not only altered Jacob's perception of the place, but also transformed his heart. Jacob, known for his deceptions, now walked with new integrity and faith in God. Bethel marked the beginning of this new spiritual journey. After his vision and the promise received, Jacob made a solemn vow to God. He said, "If God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God." Genesis 28:20, 21. This vow showed Jacob's desire to depend completely on God on his journey. Jacob not only asked for provision and protection, but also promised that if God fulfilled his promise, he would give God a tenth of everything he received. Genesis 28:22. This act of tithing was an expression of gratitude and acknowledgement of God's sovereignty over his life and possessions, a tangible way to demonstrate his commitment and dependence on God. Jacob's vow also implied a personal transformation. He was willing to set aside his old ways and trust in God for his future. This change in his attitude and behavior was crucial for his spiritual development. Jacob, who had been known for his tricks and deceptions, was now heading toward a life of faith and obedience to God. Jacob's commitment at Bethel marked a new beginning in his relationship with God. From that moment, Jacob began to live with a new awareness of God's presence and promises. This vow not only affected his life, but also set an example for his descendants, showing the importance of trusting in God and fulfilling the commitments made to him. Jacob's life has striking similarities with that of his grandfather Abraham. Both patriarchs were called to leave their homeland and undertake a journey into the unknown, trusting in divine promises. Abraham, recognized as the father of faith, obeyed God and moved to the land that he showed him, not knowing exactly where he was going. Genesis 12:1-4. Jacob, similarly, left his home, fleeing from Esau's anger, but also following a divine promise revealed in his dream at Bethel. Abraham faced significant tests of faith, including the most challenging one when God asked him to sacrifice his son Isaac on Mount Moriah. This act of extreme obedience demonstrated his total trust in God, who at the last moment provided a ram instead of Isaac. Genesis 22:1-14. Jacob, though known for his deceptions, was also tested. His flight was not just an escape, but a journey that would lead him to depend entirely on God, as demonstrated by his vow at Bethel. Jacob's vision of a ladder connecting earth to heaven is rich in deep symbolism. In his dream, angels were ascending and descending on this ladder, and God was at the top of it. Genesis 28:12-13. This ladder symbolized the direct connection between the divine and the human, showing that God was not distant, but actively involved in Jacob's life and the world. The angels ascending and descending the ladder represent the constant interaction between heaven and earth, bringing the petitions of men to God and bringing God's answers to men. God's presence at the top of the ladder reaffirmed his sovereignty and his willingness to communicate with Jacob, offering him guidance and protection. This vision was a visual confirmation of God's promise to be with Jacob wherever he went. Genesis 28:15. In the New Testament, Jesus refers to this vision when speaking to Nathanael in John 1:51. "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." This statement reveals that Jesus is the true ladder connecting heaven and earth. Through him, we have direct access to God, and he is the mediator who bridges the gap caused by sin. The vision of the ladder reminds us that God is always available and accessible. Through Jesus Christ, we have a direct connection to heaven, allowing us to present our needs and petitions to God with full confidence. This ladder powerfully symbolizes God's constant presence in our lives, assuring us that regardless of our circumstances, he is always with us, guiding and protecting us. Jacob's encounter with God at Bethel happened at a moment of deep personal brokenness. Jacob, fleeing from his brother's anger and facing an uncertain future, was at the lowest point in his life. However, it was precisely in this vulnerability that God chose to reveal himself to him in a powerful way. God manifested himself to Jacob not because he was perfect, but because he needed to be transformed. This encounter marked the beginning of a process of change in Jacob's life. From that moment, Jacob began to understand that his strength did not come from his own efforts or deceptions, but from God's promise and power. This revelation led him to a deeper dependence on God. Jacob's brokenness is a recurring theme in the Bible, showing how God uses our weaknesses to reveal himself and transform us. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, the Apostle Paul writes, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Jacob's experience at Bethel is a living testimony of this biblical truth. In his moment of greatest weakness, Jacob found God's strength and direction. Jacob's transformation was not instantaneous, but his encounter with God at Bethel was a turning point. This event taught Jacob to trust in God and depend on his guidance and protection. Throughout his life, Jacob continued to face challenges, but he could always look back to Bethel and remember that God was with him, guiding him and fulfilling his promises. God revealed himself to Jacob in his brokenness and exhaustion because he needed Jacob to reach the end of himself before fully trusting in him. We know that Jacob had a new encounter with God because he feared not Esau, but the one true God. A greater fear had replaced a lesser fear because God's power prevailed over Esau's power. Jacob had fallen asleep in an ordinary place, but after seeing God, he awoke and gave the place a sacred name, Bethel. What was once an ordinary place transformed into a sacred space. Jacob's encounter with God at Bethel also instilled in him a new kind of fear, reverence for God. After his dream, Jacob exclaimed, "How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." Genesis 28:17. This fear was not the usual fear, but a deep reverence and respect for God's holiness and his presence in his life. This new fear replaced the fear Jacob had of his brother Esau. The Bible teaches us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, Proverbs 9:10. By recognizing God's presence and power, Jacob began to see his circumstances from a new perspective. He was no longer dominated by fear of Esau, but filled with a reverence for God that gave him the confidence to move forward. From that moment on, Jacob's life was marked by greater trust in God and a deeper commitment to his promises. Jacob's story teaches us that even amid our human failures, God can use our lives to fulfill his plan if we are willing to trust and obey him. To face what was to come, Jacob demonstrated his reverence through an act of worship. He took the stone he had used as a pillow and poured oil on it, consecrating it in memory of his encounter with God. Genesis 28:18 records, "So early in the morning Jacob took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up for a pillar and poured oil on the top of it." This act of worship evidenced Jacob's acknowledgement of the holiness of that place and his commitment to always remember the divine promise. Jacob's new reverential fear transformed his life, providing him with a new direction and purpose. Since his encounter at Bethel, he began to live with a continuous awareness of God's presence and a renewed commitment to follow his guidance. This change affected not only his relationship with God, but also left a lasting mark on his descendants and the history of Israel. Jacob's reverence and transformation teach us that a genuine encounter with God changes us profoundly, guiding our lives toward greater faithfulness and obedience to his will. The name Bethel, which means house of God, became an essential point in Jacob's life. By naming that place Bethel, he not only acknowledged God's presence in his life, but also established a place of worship and remembrance of the divine promise. Genesis 28:19 states, "And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first." The transformation from Luz to Bethel symbolizes God's power to turn the ordinary into something sacred. Jacob poured oil on the stone he had used as a pillow, consecrating it as described in Genesis 28:18. This act of consecration demonstrated his devotion and gratitude to God, recognizing the transcendence of that moment and place in his life. Bethel became a place of worship for Jacob and his descendants. This location was not only a reminder of God's promise, but also a sanctuary where Jacob and his family could seek the divine presence. The story of Bethel highlights the importance of having places and moments in our lives where we can remember and celebrate God's presence and promises. This change from Luz to Bethel also reflects Jacob's internal transformation. His encounter with God at Bethel not only altered his perception of the place, but also changed his heart. Jacob, once known for his deceptions, now walked with new integrity and faith in God. Bethel marked the beginning of this new spiritual stage. This event not only impacted Jacob, but also left an indelible mark on the history of his family and the nation of Israel. The transformation from Luz to Bethel symbolizes how an authentic encounter with God can change not only our circumstances, but also our hearts and entire lives. After awakening from his dream, Jacob took the stone he had used as a pillow and set it up as a pillar. This act symbolized much more than a simple reminder. It was a monument to his encounter with God and the promises received. Genesis 28:18 describes how Jacob poured oil on the stone to consecrate it, marking the place as sacred and significant. The pouring of oil was an act of dedication, symbolizing the consecration of that place to God. In biblical culture, oil was often used to anoint and consecrate objects or people, indicating their holiness and dedication to God. By consecrating the stone, Jacob declared that Bethel was a place where God had revealed his presence and promises. This monument also served as an altar, a place of worship and sacrifice. Jacob promised that if God protected him and brought him back in peace, that stone would be the house of God, and he would give God a tenth of everything he received, as recorded in Genesis 28:22. This commitment reflected Jacob's gratitude and faith, as well as his recognition of God's sovereignty over his life. The significance of the stone transcends its function as a monument or altar. It symbolizes Jacob's internal transformation. From being a man known for his deceptions, Jacob began to walk with new integrity and faith in God. This stone, now consecrated and set up as a pillar, represented the change in Jacob's heart and his renewed commitment to God. The central conflict in Jacob's life began with his deception of his brother Esau to take his birthright and blessing. This act of deception set off a series of events that led Jacob to flee from his home and embark on a journey full of challenges. In Genesis 27, it is reported how Jacob, with the help of his mother Rebekah, disguised himself as Esau to receive the blessing from his father Isaac, who was old and blind. The theft of the blessing had profound repercussions for both Jacob and Esau. Esau, full of fury and resentment, planned to kill Jacob after the death of their father, as Genesis 27:41 states, "And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, 'The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob.'" This hatred and desire for revenge forced Jacob to flee to his uncle Laban's house in Haran, distancing himself from his family and homeland. Although this deception was reprehensible, it was within God's greater plan for Jacob and his descendants. Jacob's story teaches us about God's sovereignty, who can use even our wrong actions to fulfill his purpose. In Genesis 25:23, God had told Rebekah that the elder shall serve the younger, indicating that Jacob, despite being the younger, would be the heir of the divine promises. The theft of the blessing is a reminder that God can redeem our faults and turn them into part of his divine plan. Through his deception, Jacob embarked on a journey that would lead him to a transformative encounter with God at Bethel. This event not only changed Jacob's life, but also ensured the continuity of the Abrahamic covenant through his lineage, demonstrating God's faithfulness to his promises. In the New Testament, Jesus' encounter with Nathanael in the Gospel of John offers an intriguing connection to Jacob's vision. After Philip invited Nathanael to meet Jesus, Nathanael expressed his doubts about anything good coming from Nazareth. However, when Jesus saw Nathanael, he said, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile." John 1:47. Nathanael was surprised that Jesus knew him, to which Jesus replied, "Before that, Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee." John 1:48. This statement convinced Nathanael of Jesus' divine nature, leading him to declare, "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel." John 1:49. Jesus then said to him, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." John 1:51. This reference to angels ascending and descending is a clear allusion to Jacob's vision at Bethel. Jesus presents himself as the ladder that connects heaven and earth, indicating that he is the mediator between God and humanity. Through Jesus, the promise of God's presence with his people is fulfilled in a full and definitive way. Nathanael's encounter with Jesus reveals the depth of Christ's knowledge and mission. Jesus, like Jacob's ladder, is the means by which we have access to God. This connection not only validates Jacob's vision, but also establishes Jesus as the fulfillment of divine promises, uniting the Old and New Testaments in a coherent narrative of redemption and grace. Jesus, in referring to Jacob's ladder vision, establishes himself as the supreme mediator between God and humanity. In John 1:51, Jesus declares that the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man, underscoring his role as the living connection between heaven and earth. This statement not only confirms Jacob's vision, but also amplifies its significance by showing that Jesus is the true ladder. As a mediator, Jesus bridges the gap that sin created between God and humanity. Through his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus provides us with direct access to God, which Jacob's ladder symbolized in the Old Testament. In 1 Timothy 2:5 we read, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." This role of mediator is fundamental to our understanding of redemption and reconciliation with God. Jesus' sacrifice on the cross is the supreme act of mediation. Through his death, he took upon himself the sins of humanity, offering everyone the opportunity to be reconciled with God. This sacrifice fulfilled the promises made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, ensuring that all the families of the earth would be blessed through their offspring, as recorded in Genesis 28:14. Jesus, as a mediator, not only gives us access to God, but also invites us to a personal relationship with him. Through faith in Christ, we can experience God's presence in our daily lives, just as Jacob experienced at Bethel. This continual communion with God through Jesus is a source of hope, comfort, and guidance for all believers. In the conversation with Nathanael, Jesus identifies himself as the Son of Man, a title with profound messianic significance. This image comes from the book of Daniel, where someone like the Son of Man is described as receiving authority and glory from God, Daniel 7, 13-14. By employing this title, Jesus asserts his identity as the promised Messiah and eternal King. The Son of Man is a figure that encapsulates both the divinity and humanity of Jesus. This title emphasizes that Jesus, although fully human, possesses divine authority conferred by God. In the Gospels, Jesus often uses this title to explain his mission and destiny, including his suffering, death, and resurrection. This duality of Jesus as divine and human is essential to understanding his role as mediator and redeemer. Jesus, as the Son of Man, also fulfills the prophecies of the Old Testament. The predictions about a redeemer who would come to save his people are realized in the life and ministry of Jesus. He is the answer to Israel's messianic expectations and the fulfillment of the promises made to the patriarchs. Through Jesus, God's promises extend to all nations, fulfilling what was promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob's vision of the ladder connecting heaven and earth finds its realization in Jesus, the Son of Man. This image highlights Jesus' mission to reconcile humanity with God, bridging the gap created by sin. Through his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus establishes a new covenant, offering all who believe in him the opportunity for a restored relationship with God and the hope of eternal life. The encounter between Nathanael and Jesus, described in the Gospel of John, is a powerful example of revelation and faith. When Philip told Nathanael that he had found the Messiah, Nathanael was skeptical, asking, "Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?" John 1:46. However, his skepticism quickly dissipated when Jesus demonstrated his supernatural knowledge of Nathanael, saying that he had seen him under the fig tree before Philip called him, John 1:48. This moment of revelation led Nathanael to proclaim, "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel." John 1:49. Nathanael's declaration was a confession of faith based on the direct experience of Jesus' omniscience. This episode highlights the idea of seeing is believing, as the evidence presented by Jesus was enough to transform Nathanael's skepticism into firm faith and proclamation of Jesus' identity as the Messiah. In response, Jesus promised Nathanael that he would see greater things and then made a direct reference to Jacob's vision. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." John 1:51. By making this reference, Jesus identified himself with Jacob's ladder, suggesting that he himself is the means by which heaven and earth are connected. Nathanael's experience reminds us of how divine revelations can turn doubt into faith. Through personal encounters and tangible evidence of Jesus' divinity, doubters can come to believe. Nathanael's story not only validates Jesus' identity as the Son of God, but also invites us to be open to divine revelations that can change our lives and understanding of God. Jacob's vision of the ladder at Bethel holds deep spiritual significance that is fully realized in Jesus Christ. In his dream, Jacob saw a ladder connecting heaven and earth with angels ascending and descending on it. This ladder symbolized the direct connection between God and humanity, a connection that was fulfilled through Jesus. Genesis 28:12. Jesus, referring to this vision in John 1:51, presents himself as the true bridge between heaven and earth. By saying that the angels would ascend and descend upon the Son of Man, Jesus indicated that he is the divine mediator, facilitating communication and relationship between God and humans. This declaration positions Jesus as the living ladder through which access to God and his grace and truth is possible. The spiritual significance of the ladder also implies the reconciliation that Jesus brings between God and humanity. Through his sacrifice on the cross, Jesus removed the barrier of sin that separated us from God, allowing for restored and full communion with the Creator. Ephesians 2:18 affirms, "For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father." Jesus as the ladder is our direct access to the divine presence. Moreover, Jacob's ladder prefigures Jesus' redemptive mission. In the Old Testament, the ladder symbolizes the hope of access to God, while in the New Testament, Jesus fulfills this hope through his life, death, and resurrection. This connection between the two testaments shows the continuity of God's salvation plan, revealing that from the beginning, God's intention was to draw near to humanity and offer redemption and eternal life. The renewal of God's promise to Jacob at Bethel is a key moment in the biblical narrative that highlights God's faithfulness to his covenant. God had made similar promises to Abraham and Isaac, assuring them of numerous descendants and possession of the land of Canaan. In Genesis 28:13-14, God reaffirms this promise to Jacob, saying, "The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed, and thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. This renewal not only confirms Jacob's role as the heir of the covenant, but also reinforces the continuity of the divine plan across generations. God assures Jacob that his descendants will be a blessing to all the families of the earth, a promise initially made to Abraham, Genesis 12:3. This emphasis on universal blessing shows that God's plan was always redemptive and global in scope. The renewal of the promise also includes a personal guarantee for Jacob. God tells him, "And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of." Genesis 28:15. This promise of divine presence and protection assures Jacob that he is not alone and that God is actively involved in his life and future. Through the renewal of the promise, Jacob receives not only a confirmation of material and spiritual blessings, but also a call to trust in God's faithfulness. This experience at Bethel marks a turning point in Jacob's life, transforming his perspective and strengthening his faith. The renewed promise assures Jacob that God is faithful and will fulfill his words, encouraging him to live with greater confidence in the divine purpose for his life and that of his descendants. Jacob's life is a testament to the transformation that can occur when one places faith in God. From his early years, Jacob was known for his deceptions and manipulations, especially in his relationship with his brother Esau. However, his encounter with God at Bethel marked the beginning of a profound change in his life. Through his dream and God's promise, Jacob began to see his life in a new light, with divine purpose and direction. Jacob's journey was not easy. Throughout his life, he faced numerous challenges and trials that tested his faith and character. He worked 14 years for his uncle Laban to win his wives Leah and Rachel, and during that time also faced deceptions and hardships, Genesis 29:31. However, these experiences shaped him and prepared him for his eventual return to Canaan as a transformed man, more dependent on God. A crucial moment in Jacob's transformation occurred when he wrestled with an angel of God at Peniel. During this struggle, Jacob realized his need for God's blessing and clung to the angel, saying, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." Genesis 32:26. This wrestling symbolizes the climax of his faith journey, where Jacob finally acknowledges his total dependence on God for his future and blessings. After this encounter, God changed his name to Israel, signifying his new identity as the father of a nation. Jacob's faith and journey of transformation are powerful examples of how God can redeem and change lives despite failures and mistakes. Jacob became a man of faith who trusted in God's promises. His life teaches us that, regardless of our past, we can always be transformed by God's grace and become part of his redemptive plan. Jacob's story encourages us to maintain our faith in God, knowing that he can work in our lives in surprising and powerful ways. In Jacob's vision at Bethel, the angels ascending and descending the ladder play a significant role as messengers and mediators between God and humanity. These celestial beings symbolize the constant communication and divine activity in the world. In Hebrews 1:14, angels are described as ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. Their presence in Jacob's vision emphasizes that God is actively involved in human life through his messengers. The angels in Jacob's vision not only act as intermediaries, but also represent divine guidance and protection. Throughout the Bible, angels appear at crucial moments to bring comfort, warnings, or specific instructions from God. In Jacob's story, the angels ascending and descending the ladder symbolize God's constant presence and his providential care over Jacob and his descendants. This vision also foreshadows the role of Jesus as the supreme mediator between God and humanity. While the angels ascended and descended in Jacob's vision, Jesus declared in John 1:51, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." This highlights Jesus as the living connection between heaven and earth, the bridge that facilitates our relationship with God. Through Jesus, we have direct access to the Father and can experience His presence personally and intimately. The role of the angels in Jacob's vision reminds us of God's closeness and His desire to communicate with us. Angels, as divine messengers, are a sign that God is present and active in our lives. Through them, God shows us that we are not alone and that His love and protection accompany us. This vision encourages us to be attentive to the ways God may be communicating with us, whether through angels, dreams, or His Holy Spirit. Jacob's life is a clear example of how God's grace can transform even the most complicated situations. From the beginning, Jacob exhibited questionable behaviors, such as deceiving his brother Esau and his father Isaac. However, despite his actions, God chose to reveal Himself to Jacob at Bethel, demonstrating that His grace does not depend on human righteousness, but on His divine love and purpose. At Bethel, God appeared to Jacob in a dream, reaffirming the promises made to Abraham and Isaac. Despite Jacob's imperfections, God assured him of His presence and protection, saying, "And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest." Genesis 28:15. This act of initiating grace underscores that God takes the initiative in the relationship with humanity, offering His love and promises without expecting perfection in return. God's grace not only forgives, but also transforms. Jacob's encounter with God at Bethel marked the beginning of his spiritual transformation. Throughout his life, Jacob experienced trials and challenges that shaped his character and faith. These events, though difficult, were opportunities for Jacob to rely more on God and less on his abilities and deceptions. God's grace continued to work in his life, guiding and protecting him. Jacob's story reminds us that God's grace is powerful and transformative. It is not based on our merits or actions, but on God's unconditional love. This grace invites us to approach God with humility and confidence, knowing that He accepts and transforms us through His power and love. Jacob's life is a testament to how God's grace can change any situation, leading us to His purpose and blessings. In the Gospel of John, Jesus makes a direct reference to Jacob's vision, offering a profound revelation about his identity and mission. Speaking to Nathanael, Jesus says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." John 1:51. This statement connects Jacob's ladder vision with Jesus Himself, indicating that He is the true connection between heaven and earth. Jesus, as the ladder, acts as the divine mediator who facilitates communication and relationship between God and humanity. This image shows us that, through Jesus, we have direct access to God. The angels ascending and descending symbolize the continuous interaction between the divine and the human, a reality fully realized through the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus's reference to the ladder also emphasizes His role as the promised Messiah. In the Old Testament, Jacob's vision prefigures the hope of access to God. In the New Testament, Jesus fulfills this hope by offering a clear and direct path to the Father. This connection between the Testaments underscores the coherence of God's salvation plan and its culmination in Jesus Christ. Jesus' declaration in John 1:51 not only validates Jacob's vision, but also invites us to see Jesus as the living bridge between heaven and earth. This image reinforces the idea that, through Christ, we have a personal and direct relationship with God. Jesus, as the ladder, is the way to eternal life, offering reconciliation and access to the divine presence to all who believe in Him. Jesus Christ is the mediator of the new covenant, a reality that transforms the relationship between God and humanity. In Hebrews 9:15, it is written, "And for this cause, He is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance." This new covenant sealed with Jesus' blood, offers complete and lasting reconciliation with God. Unlike the Old Covenant, based on the law and continuous sacrifices, the New Covenant in Christ is eternal and perfect. Jesus' death and resurrection removed the barrier of sin, offering definitive and total redemption. Through Him, we have access to God's grace and the promise of eternal life. This New Covenant does not depend on our merits, but on the perfect work of Christ. As the mediator of the New Covenant, Jesus not only guarantees the forgiveness of sins, but also offers us an intimate and personal relationship with God. 1 Timothy 2:5 affirms, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." This mediation assures us that we can approach God with confidence, knowing that Jesus intercedes for us. The New Covenant also implies an internal transformation through the Holy Spirit. God promises to write His law in our hearts and give us a new spirit, as written in Ezekiel 36, 26-27. "A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them." Through the work of the Holy Spirit, we are renewed and empowered to live according to God's will. This transformation is an integral part of the New Covenant, showing that redemption in Christ not only changes our position before God, but also our daily lives and character. Reconciliation with God is a central theme in the New Covenant and is realized through justification by faith. In Romans 5, 1-2, the Apostle Paul writes, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." Justification by faith means that we are declared righteous before God, not by our works, but by our faith in Jesus Christ. This act of justification is a gift of God's grace. We cannot earn our salvation through our own efforts. Instead, we must trust in the redemptive work of Christ. Through His sacrifice on the cross, Jesus paid the price for our sins, allowing us to be reconciled with God. This reconciliation grants us peace and enables us to live in a restored relationship with our Creator. Justification by faith also implies an internal transformation. When we place our faith in Jesus, we are regenerated by the Holy Spirit, who empowers us to live according to God's will. This new life in Christ is characterized by increasing conformity to His image, manifested in love, holiness, and obedience. Justification is not only a change in our position before God, but also the beginning of a process of sanctification. Reconciliation with God through justification by faith offers hope and security to all believers. It assures us that, despite our failures and sins, we can approach God with confidence, knowing that we are accepted and loved in Christ. This truth invites us to live in gratitude and worship, reflecting the grace and mercy we have received in our relationships and daily lives. Jacob's ladder is a powerful symbol of connection and redemption, fully realized in Jesus Christ. In his vision, Jacob saw a ladder connecting earth to heaven, with angels ascending and descending on it, Genesis 28:12. This image prefigures the redemptive work of Jesus, who is the bridge between the human and the divine, offering direct access to God. The ladder symbolizes the reconciliation and restoration of the relationship between God and humanity. Through Jesus, this connection becomes perfectly and eternally possible. His sacrifice on the cross and His resurrection opened a new and living way to God's presence, as written in Hebrews 10:19-20. "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which He hath consecrated for us, through the veil, that is to say, His flesh." Besides being a bridge, the ladder also symbolizes redemption. Jesus descended from heaven to dwell among us and take upon Himself our sins. Through His life, death, and resurrection, He redeemed us and offered us the opportunity for a restored relationship with God. This redemption is an act of love and grace that transforms our lives and offers us the hope of eternal life. Jacob's ladder reminds us of God's continual presence in our lives. Through Jesus, we have the assurance that God is with us, guiding, protecting, and providing for our needs. This divine connection gives us strength and hope amid adversities, knowing that we are never alone. The image of the ladder invites us to live with a constant awareness of God's presence and to depend on His grace and guidance in every moment of our existence. The vision of Jacob's ladder and its fulfillment in Jesus Christ has profound relevance for believers today. This story reminds us that God is actively involved in our lives and that His presence is permanent. Through Jesus, we have direct access to God, providing a continuous source of hope and strength in our daily lives. For believers, the ladder symbolizes the constant and living connection with God. This connection is essential for our spiritual life, as it allows us to bring our concerns and needs directly to God and receive His guidance and comfort. Hebrews 4:16 encourages us, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." This call to approach God with confidence is possible because of Jesus, our ladder. The image of the ladder that Jacob saw in his dream is rich in spiritual symbolism. It represents the open way between heaven and earth, a path that Jesus created for us. This direct connection offers us constant access to God's presence, where we can find peace and rest in times of difficulty. The ladder is not just a means of ascent, but a symbol of the ongoing communion we can have with our Creator. Every step on this ladder can be seen as a step of faith, prayer, and dependence on God. Through prayer, we ascend spiritually, drawing closer to God and aligning our hearts with His will. This daily practice of climbing the ladder, bringing our concerns and joys to God, strengthens our relationship with Him and fills us with His peace and love. The ladder, therefore, represents our spiritual journey and God's continuous presence in our lives. Faith in Jesus as the ladder also provides a solid foundation for our lives. We know that regardless of the circumstances, we can trust that God is with us, guiding and protecting us. This certainty allows us to face challenges with courage and hope, knowing that we are not alone. Philippians 4:13 reminds us, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." This strength results from our continual connection with God through Jesus. In times of adversity, the image of the ladder reminds us that we always have direct access to divine help. No matter how deep our anguish or how great our concerns, we can confidently approach the throne of grace. This confidence is based on the knowledge that Jesus, our ladder, has overcome the world and made it possible for us to be in constant communion with God. The ladder symbolizes grace accessible to all believers. It is not a privilege reserved for a few, but an open invitation to all who sincerely seek God. This grace sustains us, renews us, and enables us to live according to divine purposes. Through Jesus, we have uninterrupted access to the source of all wisdom and power, which strengthens us in our daily lives. The image of the ladder also inspires us to live lives of active faith and trust in God's providence. It reminds us that every step of obedience and faith brings us closer to God and allows us to experience His presence more deeply. Each prayer, act of love, and moment of reflection is a step on our spiritual ladder that draws us closer to the heart of God. The ladder motivates us to share this connection with others. As we experience the peace and comfort from our relationship with God, we are called to witness His love and invite others to climb this ladder with us. Our lives become a living testimony of God's grace and mercy, demonstrating to others that through Jesus, there is a safe and accessible path to the divine presence. The ladder Jacob saw in his dream is much more than a simple vision. It is a powerful symbol of the continuous and living connection that believers have with God through Jesus. This connection provides us with strength, hope, and direction, enabling us to live lives full of purpose and meaning. As we climb this ladder daily, we discover the depth of God's love and draw closer to Him, experiencing His grace at every step. The hope in Jesus as our mediator and bridge to God gives us the assurance of eternal life. The promise of a restored relationship with God and the hope of eternal life are fundamental pillars of our faith. This hope motivates us to live in a way that honors God, reflecting His love and grace in our relationships and daily actions. Jacob's dream at Bethel had a profound and lasting impact on his life. This encounter with God transformed his perspective and path, leading him from being known for his deceptions to a patriarch of faith. The vision of the ladder and God's promises gave Jacob a new understanding of his purpose and destiny in the divine plan. The reality of God's promise unfolded throughout Jacob's life. While facing numerous challenges, including family conflicts and labor difficulties, Jacob could always recall God's promise to be with him and protect him. This constant reminder of God's faithfulness gave him the strength and determination to move forward, trusting that God would fulfill his word. From his youth, Jacob had to deal with intense family rivalries, especially with his brother Esau. This conflict culminated in Jacob needing to flee his home to escape Esau's wrath. During his flight, Jacob had a transformative experience at Bethel, where God reaffirmed the promise made to Abraham and Isaac. This dream, in which he saw a ladder connecting heaven to earth with angels ascending and descending on it, was a powerful reminder of divine presence and protection. While working for his uncle Laban, Jacob faced injustices and deceit. Laban changed his wages numerous times and tricked him into working more years than initially agreed. However, despite these difficulties, God blessed Jacob with prosperity and a large family. This stage of his life taught Jacob to trust in God's provision and justice, even when circumstances seemed unfavorable. Jacob's return to his homeland was another crucial moment in the development of God's promise. Fearing the encounter with Esau, Jacob prayed fervently, asking for divine protection. On a memorable night, he wrestled with an angel until dawn, an encounter symbolizing his internal struggle and determination to cling to God's promise. This event not only earned him a new name, Israel, but also reaffirmed his faith in divine faithfulness. The impact of Jacob's dream also extended to his descendants and the nation of Israel. Through his children, especially Joseph, God continued to fulfill his promise of blessing and protection, showing how his divine plan unfolds across generations. Joseph, sold into slavery by his brothers, became second in command in Egypt through divine intervention. Joseph's wisdom and administration during a great famine saved his family and many others, demonstrating God's providential hand. Jacob's life and personal experiences with God served as a solid foundation of faith for his descendants. The story of his family is a narrative of perseverance and trust amid trials and tribulations. Each challenge overcome and each blessing received reaffirmed God's promise and became a living testimony for future generations of Israel. God's faithfulness in Jacob's life became an example of how God remains constant and faithful to his promises, even when humans fail. Jacob was not perfect. He had his struggles and made mistakes. However, God used even his weaknesses and failures to fulfill his divine purpose. This aspect of Jacob's story offers a powerful message of hope and redemption. Jacob's legacy, reflected in the tribes of Israel, remains tangible proof of the fulfillment of the divine promise. The story of his life and descendants is an eternal reminder that God is present, guiding and protecting those who trust in him, regardless of the circumstances. Jacob's narrative, full of highs and lows, affirms that God's promise is unbreakable and unfolds over time, impacting lives and generations profoundly and enduringly. By blessing Jacob and his descendants, the nation of Israel was established and prospered, fulfilling God's words to Jacob that his offspring would be numerous and a blessing to all families of the earth, Genesis 28:14. The transition from vision to reality in Jacob's life teaches us about patience and faithfulness in our walk with God. God's promises may not be fulfilled immediately, but we can trust in his faithfulness and perfect timing. This story encourages us to maintain our faith, knowing that God is working in our lives and will fulfill his promises. the story of Jacob's ladder and its fulfillment in Jesus Christ reveals a profound truth about the nature of God and his relationship with humanity. Through Jacob's vision, we see the promise of a direct connection between heaven and earth, a promise fully realized in Jesus, who acts as a mediator and bridge between God and us. Jesus, referring to Jacob's ladder in John 1:51, confirms his central role in God's redemption plan. He is the ladder that connects the divine to the human, offering direct access to God's grace, mercy, and presence. This revelation shows us that through Jesus, we have a restored relationship with God based on love, faith, and hope. The truth of Jesus as our ladder also calls us to live with a constant awareness of God's presence in our lives. It invites us to trust in his guidance, seek his direction, and depend on his grace in all moments. This connection with God, facilitated by Jesus, provides us with the strength and hope needed to face life's challenges. In summary, Jacob's ladder and its fulfillment in Jesus Christ teach us about God's faithfulness and grace. They remind us that despite our failures, God offers us a restored relationship and eternal hope through Jesus. This truth transforms our lives, inviting us to live with faith and trust in God's love and promises.